We're talking today with Ron Scholer from the Great Plains Canola Association. Ron, let's talk a little bit about this 2016 winter canola crop. We are virtually done already with the harvest of this year's crop.
Yes, we are, Ron. It's gone very quickly. We went with some of our crops in the swath through the rain, but once the weather started drying up and the fields got dry enough for them to get back in there, the harvest has gone very, very quickly. We think we're at about 95% today, and early next week we'll be completely done.
And early indications are pretty good yields.
Good yields, good quality this year. This will be our best crop since 2012. No one wants to be reminded that we've had two tough years with the weather, a lot of dry weather, a lot of drought. This crop went through some dry weather during the winter, but we've got some rain in the spring just in the nick of time, and one of those multi-million dollar rains or rain periods saved this crop. And so we're hearing a lot of 35 to 40, 45 bushel yields, and with even some 50. So that's a good deal. And the oil is good quality this year, too.
Of course, that's an important consideration when you start looking at the overall price that a farmer receives.
It certainly is. Unfortunately, there's not really an oil premium, but there's certainly an oil deduction, oil quality deduction, if you fall below a certain level. And what we're hearing this year is we're right where we need to be. Obviously, oil content is an issue a bit for us here in the south compared to the north, but good quality this year.
What, as far as, are we having pretty good success as far as farmers have got options on marketing this year for the most part?
Well, it's a cash market predominantly. Our checking of the system over the several years that I've been working with it, and certainly the industry will tell us this, the best price for canola historically has been right off the combine. Now, that may not always hold true, but it certainly has been. So prices are around that high $6 or $7 mark. We've got about a $3 spread between canola and wheat. We always say in the industry you need at least $2 to pay for those extra production costs for canola, so $3 makes it an even better deal. There's another bit of good news in the canola industry for us. Canada has reduced their acreage this year. That's good news for the U.S. crop and certainly for the Oklahoma crop. So we're optimistic moving forward that our hardcore growers will stay with us and that we need to keep adding growers.
I know, you know, when it comes to the marketing, the literal time that we harvest canola is unique in that there's really no other oil seed competing with us at that particular time.
That's true. There's no other canola in the pipeline, and so there's a demand. And so our crop comes off before the North Dakota, Canada crop comes off. So the timing is ideal, and it's what makes us a player in the market. I know that every year some growers hold their canola, and much to their chagrin and dismay later on. And I'm certainly not a marketing expert and not trying to hold myself out to be one. I can only recount history, though. And again, once those prices start falling, because the market will be looking ahead to that northern crop, and once those prices start falling, they don't go back up.
I know that as we talk with you, talk with Jeff Scott and others this spring, the hope was that this would be a crop that we could build on and start regaining some acres and regaining some influence for canola.
That's certainly true, and the crop is coming through and helping us out with that. We've always said the best seller for the canola industry will be a good crop, and we've got a good crop. And so I know that a lot of our growers who have canola are saying, I wish I had planted more. And I know former growers who are saying, I wish I had planted some. So we think those portend good things for the industry. This is not a niche crop. I've been at this an awful long time, and we just don't have many opportunities to add a new crop in our part of the world. We've tried a lot of summer crops and a few winter crops, and they just don't work in the long haul. Canola is an exception. It works so well because it grows at the same time of the year as we have our best environmental conditions. They may not always be perfect, but they're the best we're going to have, and it's a perfect complement to wheat. We've said so many times we're not in competition with wheat. We want to work with the wheat industry because a strong wheat industry will make a strong canola industry and vice versa.
I know some of the pictures I've seen of some wheat harvest, farmers remarking this is coming after a canola rotation, and clean and a lot of bushels.
Absolutely. We've seen the same thing, 70 bushel per acre wheat following canola. I don't know that we could ever say anything that would be a better marketing tact for canola than that. We see that routinely. We're not going to guarantee anyone will get 70 bushel wheat, but we know that we routinely see 15, 20, 25% yield gain for wheat following canola, or even more. We're obviously, our researchers are working to document that, but we have more than anecdotal information that says that's true. We have data that show that that's true, the benefit.
What's kind of your game plan as you talk with producers and kind of advocate for canola plantings this coming September, October?
Well, we have excellent varieties available now to them from a number of companies. We have good winter hardiness, particularly if they'll watch and pay attention to what the characteristics of these varieties are. We've got weed control options for canola. So we know an awful lot about the crop. We've had a bit of a problem trying to no-till canola, and our farmers in this part of the world need to no-till. Our researchers at Oklahoma State are continuing to work on refining practices and refining recommendations so that we can no-till this crop. It's not simple, but we will get there. So we've been optimistic all along about what percent of the wheat acres could be rotated with canola. We certainly aren't going to ever get up to a one-on-one basis and have no intention to, but this will work for a lot of our growers. It takes a bit more management, takes a bit more input cost, but the potential rewards are certainly worth the extra effort and the cost.